Using different media such as video, performance, and sculpture, Madison Bycroft explores the forms, language, and effect of an animated and trembling world. Under the influence of natural science, in conjunction with accelerating technological developments, since the 19th century, the European worldview has been founded on a distinct division of subject and object. Interpretations of the world that fail to draw clear dividing lines between culture and nature, life and non-life, were increasingly marginalized. In the context of natural and social ecology, the artist seeks to create acceptance for new forms of thinking and perception in response to our current problems. In their view, we need to abandon our claim to be arbiters of definition and engage in a relationship of open exchange. In view of categorical and colonizing thinking, Bycroft is interested in relational affiliations. They reflect on what it means to be a human being, on how we understand other beings, and the kinds of connections we might build. Their works experimentally explore the practice of empathy and processes of change. For the Kunsthaus Hamburg, the artist has created a scenographic audiovisual installation. One side of the work is devoted to an underwater environment. The large format drawing shows an unnamed species on coral reefs and symbiotic ocean dwellers. The scenario extends into the room with sculptural organisms as aquamorphous hybrid creatures, such as crab claws holding their breath. By incorporating into the sculptures parts of the human body, like faces and feet, the boundaries between human, animal, and object, between living and inanimate matter, and within hierarchical systems begin to blur. The artistic cosmos is brought to life by sound, a spatial acoustic fabric woven from poems, music, song, and quotations that Bycroft produced and sampled specifically for the piece. Against the backdrop of the acute threat posed to coral reefs, one of the world's largest and most species-rich ecosystems, by overfishing and ocean pollution, as well as by climate change, Bycroft's work also voices an urgent warning in view of this drastic disruption. The second part of the work, on the reverse side of this installation, opens up a futuristic vision. In front of a sparse, pink volcanic landscape, a drumming sloth and a farting baboon have gathered to do monkey business. Colloquially, the term describes unnecessary commotion. Historically, a babuinery designated ribald images of monkeys, snails, nuns, and knights doing monkey business, decorating the margins of medieval manuscripts. The German word for monkey business is Affentheater, which derived from touring animal shows that were forerunners of zoological gardens and quite a common public spectacle and form of entertainment in the 19th century. Such a display of animals also resembles a zoo, which as an architectural construct was traditionally staged at the interface of nature and culture, human and animal, civilization, and the wild. Bycroft brings these established categories under scrutiny and calls for their dismissal. At the same time, the sloth is also a costume they have worn for mise-en-scene in performances. Bycroft reflects on a world of clearly defined identities by pitting marginal anti-identities against them. The use of a trombone and other sounds in the scene suggests an eschatological experience in which animals mount to a boisterous and vociferous performance in an endeavor to reclaim the world.